Looking for another way to express your love of Disney? Then come to the Friends of the Magic. Friends of the Magic is an online community for the true Disney fan. It's a place where you can meet other Friends of the Magic. Come join us and take part in a new online community where you can share videos, pictures, audio, and more. Go to www.friendsofthemagic.com and start your profile today. It's fun, family-oriented, and it's free to join.
Good morning, and welcome to Disneyland. You're now standing in Town Square, USA, in a typical American town at the turn of the last century. While you're waiting for the remainder of Disneyland to open, you may visit a few of the attractions already open in Town Square. From the Disneyland and Santa Fe Railroad Station, you can journey around the perimeter of the Magic Kingdom, passing through the backwoods country, Indian Territory, the Grand Canyon Diorama, and the Primeval World. In the Opera House, enjoy great moments with Mr. Lincoln, the amazing, realistic figure of our 16th president, brought to life through the wonders of audio animatronics. If you're holding a ticket for one of our informative guided tours, you'll find the tour garden just to the left of City Hall. Brighten your morning with a cup of delicious Hills Brothers coffee, or browse through the Disneyland Emporium. For your convenience, rental cameras may be obtained from the Kodak shop on Main Street, rental lockers in the Global Van Lines building. Restrooms are located just off the veranda between City Hall and the fire station. Have a happy day in Walt Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony.
And my name is Jason in San Diego.
And this podcast is looking at all things Disney and provides you with audio and visual experiences, and we also provide you with video cast. And hello, everybody. Welcome back to show number 40. It's been a while since I put an audio podcast out, but there have been video podcasts put out. And the last time we sent something really out full-time was the It's a Small World when we were there soft opening.
Yep.
We didn't get a chance to talk about that because we got a little bit busy. Yeah. But by that, I think by that time, everybody kind of covered it, and then it just kind of made it redundant for us to really go over it again.
Yeah, it kind of was like it was all a bunch of hype, and everybody's worried about like them changing everything, and it was a big hullabaloo there for a while, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? I was actually impressed with it.
Yeah. I thought it was cool, too.
They didn't change the theme once. They maybe changed a room for America when you had Woody and Bullseye and all that.
Yeah, that's kind of a odd room, but, you know.
It'll take a little while to get used to.
Yeah.
But eventually. But we are here, actually, to talk about an event that just happened over at the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, which something that I was responsible for starting with other people, but I wasn't there this year.
Very absent.
And that was Westfest.
Yes, Westfest.
And Westfest has grown to unofficially 4 days, but the main meets and stuff were happening on the last 2 days.
Man, everything was unofficial.
Yes.
Things just kept popping up everywhere.
So, Jason's going to give us a little recap on it, because we also didn't get a chance for me to do my recap of Walt Disney World, the last Mousefest, which is no longer right now, which is in hiatus, I guess you can say.
I know. That's kind of crazy.
So, but I still have some footage to put out. I haven't even put any of that out. And I even put a teaser down the line from last year's Westfest.
Yeah. I saw that. It was something like 2008. You still got like video of that or something?
Yeah. That's a year. It's a year late, and I'm working on that right now.
Right on.
And I figured it'd be kind of funny to have Brian Summer going, you know, Above the Flash presents Westfest 2008. A year later?
Or you could just put 2009. It was like you were there.
Yeah. Well, I was fortunately that JL Baker, Josh, sent me the logo for Westfest. And that's why it looks so nice in there. So I'm going to thank him for doing that.
Nice.
And if you guys heard at the beginning of the show, we did play the bumper for Friends of the Magic. And that's going to be happening this July at the Disneyland Resort in Anaheim. And that's going to be another, well, it'll be about four days, but I'll be there for three. Jason will not be there because he represented us at Westfest in DCA. But I will be there. So if you guys want more information, go to www.friendsofthemagic.com. And don't forget, we also have an online community. Jason's on there as well.
Hello.
Just click the home button or just go to www.friendsofthemagic.com/FOTM. It's kind of like a, well, you probably say maybe like a Facebook for Disney, I would imagine. Something in that terms. But you can go on there. You don't have to worry about how other communities have all these rules. Just as long as you remember it is a family-oriented site. Keep it clean. But we're good, and we're going to make sure everything's all nice up there. As you can come, you can have your kids on there. There's games to play. There's forums. You can upload videos. You can upload MP3 files. You can add little, you know, albums on there. All sorts of stuff that you can do. You can set up your profile. You can make friends with other people and kind of share the love of Disney. And one of the reasons I put it up there is because there's a lot of communities that, okay, they cover it all, but it's just so stricken with, you can't, you know, put in outside links. You can't do this, you know. And I said, you know, enough of that, you know. I want a place that everybody can have enjoy and promote other places. If anybody has a podcast, they can upload their podcast on the server there. So
very nice.
So that is that. Check it out. It's free to join, and we're building it up as we go along. And eventually I'll be moving the Above the Firehouse podcast website over, instead of from my computer, to the server where we have Friends of the Magic.
Oh, yeah?
So everything will be much faster. I'm going to probably start over with the forums, unless I can convert everything over. But that's later on in the future. So
yeah.
So let us just talk about getting ready, getting yourself psyched for Westfest, what you were expecting, and the meet and how all that just went about. It's yours.
Yeah, so really, I mean, I thought, you know, with them not having a banquet and stuff, I almost thought, like, it was going to be a poor turnout, really.
Right.
I mean, I didn't have very, very high expectations, let me tell you.
Yeah, because last year it was really, really fun, early Oki. I mean, that was just, how can you top that?
Totally. And then, you know, there was a lot of people that weren't showing up, like Jeff from Houston didn't show up. And I know someone else who does a podcast that we all know and love didn't show up.
And that's the beautiful economy. Thank you, our former president.
And you know, that's what I thought. I thought, like, the economy is bad, so no one's going to show up. But it was actually a really good turnout.
Did Toast do any dancing?
Well, it was more in the park stuff.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like we... I mean, Sarah and I don't really hang out at, like, the lounges and start drinking and stuff, but you know, I there was probably a lot of that going on, like, was it the Hearth Lounge? But we never went over there, because there was a lot of stuff going on over, like, they would have, everybody afterwards would go over to, Grand Californian and hang out in there, but we never really went over there. But it was more about meets and hook it up in the park, you know? Like, we showed, well, we packed up and we went there, we got there Thursday. A lot of people were, like, trickling in, and I think they showed up, like, on Wednesday. Like, everybody just started showing up, and then, so we go up there on Thursday, we checked in our room, we actually went over to the Disney Character Warehouse and went shopping for a while.
Yeah, I saw that picture because you had to have a cast member to get in there.
No. There's another one down the street that anybody can go to.
Oh.
Which is actually a good tip.
That's in Garden Grove?
It's like on Orange Thorpe and Lemon. So if you go up Harbor, you go north on Harbor, and then you hang a right on Orange Thorpe. And it's just down a ways. It's like the next major street or something. But
and everything's 40 to 50% or more?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because sometimes it's stuff that's like in the park.
Oh, even currently?
Yeah. It's weird. It's like just overstock stuff.
Oh.
But we always usually go there first. So just case, like, we could say, oh, you know, if we see it in the park, you know what I mean? Well, we're not saying, like, oh, wait till we go there and buy it. You know what I mean? So anyway, so we went there. And then it's over by Sonic. And then... you know, we checked in, hung out a little bit, and then went over and we went over the Rabble Rouser meet. Well, actually, we hung out in the park. We did a couple rides first, get our feet wet. Like I got there and like, dude, my week was so stressed out, and you know, and I was just like in the park. First thing I wanted to do was go on the Mark Twain, sit on the front and just kick it and ride around. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's relaxing. It's a 15-20 minute drive, boat ride. So.
Oh man, it's like everything just melts away. You know.
Now it was just you and Sarah. Hendrick stayed home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But he was bummed.
Well. Yeah, but you know, he kind of knew. He goes all the time. We just went like, this is our trip.
Okay. Well, I mean, last time when we were together, right? Was the last time?
Yeah, I think so. Which wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, February 2nd.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's okay.
And in case you download this later, this is, what day is this? It's May.
Yes.
Sorry, man. I was working all day, but.
And this is going to be one of those big podcasts, so if we might have to make it a two-parter, so be it.
There we go. Sounds good. We rode a couple rides. You know, we did the Haunted Mansion because Hendrix is afraid of it, so it's like we finally got to enjoy it. And then, you know, we met up with everybody at the Rabble Rouser meet. You know, the whole crew was there, all the DPNers. It was a big turnout, man. There was probably about, I think we went over and rode Soarin'. You know, of course, we're hanging out the beer cart for a little bit. And so I think there was like 50, 60 people. I mean, I think we filled up like every row except for like the last two rows or something.
Okay. That's just people hanging out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everybody went over there, you know. That was all everybody that hung out over by the beer cart. And nobody had fast passes, so we all went just kind of – that was a whole deal too.
Oh, maybe they had led a big group, and that might have put everybody through, and that would have saved a lot of people having to wait in line anyway.
Well, you know, Mike from MiceCast, like, got everybody over, and they're like, all right. So he, like, worked a deal with the cast member, and then they were like, well, just give me a head count of who doesn't have a fast pass. So he counted everybody up, and we were all off to the side, didn't have a fast pass, and then they just like let us in anyways. You know, it was like, well, here you go, let's do a head count, and then just like let you in. So
like all 50-60 people, like, wow.
Right. But that was fun. So that was like kind of it. See, that was the thing about Westfest this year. Like everybody kind of met up for the meets, but then like everybody like took off in their own groups like afterwards. Yeah, I kind of missing the whole banquet because they didn't really have one.
Yeah, I mean that was. You could just keep talking about last year. It's like, you know, the economy, maybe not many people could really afford the banquet.
Right.
But
I think they just took surveys and like, I think they were saying that the survey seemed like no one would miss it if we didn't have it. So that's why they decided not to have it. I don't know. I kind of missed it.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a time where we could just break away, you know, and just have fun and don't have to, you know, be the personalities that we are on the microphone, you know?
Well, and everybody can get together. It's like everybody's there all at once. And of course you got separate tables, but yeah, you know, so it doesn't get all clicky and everybody can just all get in one room. And
yeah, because you can see people, you can walk over, talk to somebody and you're there.
So it was, and then, you know, the next day, hit the parks and we tried to do some meets. You know, but we kind of just broke off and did a couple things and crap. I wish I had the schedule. I came.
Were you there at the meet and greet?
Which one?
The first day meet and greet, or were somebody late?
Oh, how'd you know?
Twitter.
Ah, yeah.
You can find him on Twitter at Jason and ASD. Check him out as well.
Twitter is a crazy thing, man. Because you'll follow people and then you'll try to like talk to them back, but they don't know. They don't, if they're not following you. Like, they don't hear you. So, like, so I was sitting there.
Unless you get on the website and you can read those.
Really?
Yeah. If you go on, there's a lot of people that are giving me the at replies or direct messages, and I don't get them until I go on the website. But now that I have this application for my BlackBerry, it's called Twitterberry, I can check it, but it doesn't alert me that someone's called. So I have to do it every so often.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the whole thing about Twitter. You can do it on your phone. I mean, that's why I think it's so popular anyways.
Yeah. It's like, I just call it legal stalking.
That's funny. Okay, so I totally messed up, and we showed up on Friday morning.
Okay.
I think it was Thursday. But, we missed a bunch of meets in the morning, but Rabble Rouser was Friday night.
Okay.
A bunch of people got up to Club 33, too.
Oh, really?
Well, it wasn't me, but that's just what I heard. Let's see. Oh, that was another thing. We went to, I don't even remember what day it was. It must have been, I think it was Friday. And we all met up for the barbecue at the ranch, Big Thunder Ranch.
Okay, the family style barbecue?
Yes.
Once they empty it out, they'll fill it up for you.
Yeah, that was fun, man.
And in other words, it's just all you can eat. That's how I look at it.
Family style. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was cool because there's entertainment the whole time, you know. And then at one point, Jesse comes out right, from Toy Story, and like stomps a lantern, and we're all, ah. And then the manager came out with her headphones on, and she's like looking around, and so then that started off like, what are you celebrating? That's like the logo now, the slogan. So we kept saying meat. So everybody's all, what are you celebrating? Meat.
Food. Eat now. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
Look out, I'm in California. I'm here to eat now. Get out of my way, or I'll put you on the plate too.
No, so that was, we did like a big picture, and then Chip and Dale were out there, and Josh made some kind of, you know, JL Banker, he made some kind of funny joke about eating Chip and Dale, and Chip and Dale were like attacking him, and then he was like rolling on the ground with him. It was kind of crazy.
Oh, anyone get video of this?
No, I got a picture. It was pretty funny. Let's see. Then that was rabble rousing. The next day, yeah, we were totally late. We got to the meet and greet when everybody was like leaving, and we brought sunglasses for everybody, like these cheap sunglasses. We handed them out. Then I had like a bunch because there was hardly anybody left there. But Heather had her little photo thing.
You're taking another picture adventure.
And that was like all day, so you could take that whenever. Of course, I got like two.
That is, Chris had his.
Oh, he did.
Was that the single rider?
Oh yeah. I thought you meant the photo thing. Yeah, yeah, it is. I'm all, he really did. No, we took off. We that's when we a certain cast member got us into company D.
Okay.
I got all this like cast member only stuff. It was pretty rad. Yeah, we missed the rest of those meets, and we didn't show up to the goat meet.
Yes, that was at 1 p.m. That was always fun. Like last year, I think we took over, what, three trains at least?
Yeah, I'll put up a video, but everybody got on a train except for Oakfan. Brad was on one train by himself.
Oh.
He was like the last one, and like he missed it. So then it was like one, and it was rad, and it was just him like in the front, and everybody's all, go, 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 go.
Right, that's where everyone was last year, right? We were just all go, 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 go.
Right. Wasn't Lou was like, there was like two of them in the train.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Then next was, what was his name? Adventures Teenage Geek, Wet and Wild.
Yes, Wet and Wild. And we kind of stepped out on that. Because, man, first off, if I get my shoes wet, I'm done for the rest of the day. It just makes me angry. So we kind of missed it. Because Splash Mountain, ever since they changed the cars, do you not get like completely soaked on that or what?
Oh, you know, even if you sit in the back now, if that water hits on top, you're done.
Yeah, and they always stick me in the back. So then it's like riding like off-roader or something, yeah. You know.
If you do a wheelie, you have less of a chance of them getting splashed. But if it goes down flat, look out.
Yeah, everybody kept saying they wanted to put like all the big guys in the back and then Toast in the front. That, yeah, so we missed that one, man. But I did get to meet the Keegan. He's
yeah.
He's a cool kid. In fact, I think we rode Pirates on there, and it was like his first time he rode Pirates.
And he mostly goes to Walt Disney World.
Yeah. You know, we went back to the hotel for the poo. Okay, pardon the pun.
All right, there's going to be a lot of editing in this one. If I decide.
Yeah, that's funny. I never even thought of that. See where your mind goes, man.
Yeah, for the poo ding.
Yeah, we had to go back to the hotel, and so we didn't meet that one.
And that
we
was done in the dark?
Yes, and I think what it was, yeah, you had to go through and take pictures of poo or something.
Yeah, it says photo safari through the 100-acre wood. Bring a digital camera for an additional way to win great prizes.
We missed that. And then when we came back, we like barely made it for the photo. That
wow.
That's what was kind of weird about this year. You can kind of like mosey around, you know, like the years before, you know, you kind of like mosey and kind of get in the meet whenever. This, it was like, man, if it started at like 5 o'clock, it was 5 o'clock and it was on. So like we were rolling up and everybody's in line and taking pictures. So we hopped in and barely made it. I think it was John Dubb did the same thing. Like he came up and then Chris from the Big D came up and he was late. I think Ozzy John was late.
Well, the thing is, we used to do it at noon.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was always at noon. You know, when everyone was still there, And if you recall, I mean, the last two WestFests, after we'd done the meet and greet, we were right there for the Dream Squad.
Right.
But they aren't doing it anymore, so no prizes.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering what was up with the Dream Suite. Are they even doing that?
Or they might be using it for another special promotion, because I know they're doing that with the castle in Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I was talking to Galactic Hero.
Galactic Hero, who won the second year SmackDown at Buzz. Mr. One Million something.
Well, okay. That was another thing we did. We got to go over to the new games over in DCA.
Uh-huh.
And we went with him and basically kicked our butts at everything. He like walked away. He got this big sheep. And that's pretty neat. I got some pictures of that.
Him and a sheep.
Yeah, him and the sheep. But I meant more like the games, just because.
Instead of a sheep, why not a goat? Goat. See?
So we went to the Toontown Spin, and so that was Terry's thing?
Yep, Little Red.
Yeah, and.
Talk about her blood drive there?
No, she didn't.
Oh, okay.
But she did have a quiz for Roger Rabbit, and. Okay, here, Tony, you do it. Who directed Roger Rabbit? Do you know?
Not really.
Yeah. Neither did I. I didn't know anything about Roger Rabbit.
That one actor that was in a few movies ago. Please, Eddie.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. When I used to work in L.A., I actually saw him. And then I went, hey, it's the Roger Rabbit guy. I used to hang billboards on Sunset, you know, Tower Records down there.
Okay.
So he starts going, hey, it's the sign guy. And he starts making this big deal. Like he's all, it's the sign guy. Look, everybody, it's the sign guy. And I'm like, hey, man, chill out. I was just like, you're Roger Rabbit, dude.
And then let's see, Christopher Lloyd was in that.
Yeah, he was.
People know him better as Doc Brown in Back to the Future.
Trying to think what some of the questions were. One was like, what was the dip made out of?
Type of acid or something like that? Or
it was like, I thought turpentine. I couldn't remember. But it was all for the movie, and Sarah and I, we didn't know it. And then Roger Rabbit, it's like 90 minutes for the line. We kind of like we're in line, then we're like, well, man, let's go to It's a Small World. So we like snuck over to It's a Small World.
Ooh, it's out now.
What? Well, we talked to her. And,
okay.
Yeah, and then it was funny because we took Galactic Hero with us, and he pretty much got them all right. No, that was fun. Have you seen the Disney Park Hopping Party?
Yes, they were there, and we didn't know they were actually filming their podcast there last year, but Mike and Kilt Boy, these are guys who are actually in broadcasting. I'll tell you this, they actually impressed me because they're actually using Pinnacle Studio to do their vidcast.
Right now, anybody listening, pause this podcast and go download theirs because it is awesome. Dude, those guys are so funny.
Those commercials they do, you know, like for the, what was that one from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah, Loose Ends.
Loose Ends.
Yeah, they actually, for their meet, they gave us a little card. It was theirs because there was the Tower of Terror.
Okay.
But on the back of it was a coupon for Loose Ends. Those guys are so funny. And my kid loves those videos. And it was really cool. I got a video of them, like, talking to him, like, doing, like, a special thing for him. So that was really
nice.
Cool. But those guys were at that meet, too. And they were like, oh, hey, where are you guys going? We're all, sorry. Look over there.
It's a fast pass for the bathroom. Okay, let's go.
Oh, we start walking backwards. Hey, we're coming in.
See, and then there was the DPN dinner meet.
Yes, which was, see, that's what was kind of crazy because it was like no one really knew what was going on, and we kind of like moseyed in and got our own place, and then, well, we were like outside, and then I heard some people were other places, so it was kind of like all scattered about.
Okay.
But it was cool. You know, we got to hang out with some DPNers, Next Gen, and I think her name's Cresta Westfest. Anyways, they were really cool. Who else was there? Pod, you know, of course, Jail Banker, and just a bunch of us all sitting around just having a good time.
Mike and Greg was out there.
No. We couldn't find them. I don't know what was going on. See, I think everybody was kind of scattered about. No, so we sat there and we watched the fireworks. But because there was supposed to be a meet. I think it was the fireworks meet. And, like, we're sitting there and, like, we're sitting down. And this is kind of good. And we got dessert. So we're just going to have our own meet here.
And watch the fireworks.
Right. I think it was like everybody just stayed there anyways. I think they like changed the whole meet to like right in front of the Plaza Inn.
Okay. That's nice. That's the thing I like. It's kind of a buffet style. Well, not buffet style, but it's still where you get to walk in. They give you decent proportions.
Yeah, we were pretty stuffed though, so we.
And that's actually, sorry to interrupt again, but that's actually across where they have the new annual pass holder place where you can actually get passes all the way right over there. Why you have to walk all the way down the street to go get them?
Right.
It's a little weird because the Bank of Main Street's now closed and they're bringing Lincoln back.
Lincoln back. Yeah. Well, now they have that area is like tables and stuff, so it's actually pretty nice. Okay. There's like a lot of room there. I don't know if they were doing if they've done the pass holder thing yet, though.
Okay. But I know that they closed it. They were closing it down.
Yes.
And I was there like a week before. The memories. Of me falling on my head. Oh, that hurts. Screws me.
Nice. Dude, we missed that meet. What's up?
That one and the parade, man.
Yeah.
The parade was like the way to say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, totally. That sucked.
Mm. Okay, so let's see. After the fireworks was Imaginary My Way Cruise Down the Rivers of America.
And actually, imagine it's adventure. I kept saying the same thing. I kept going, we're going to ride on the Mark Twain or something? Because I kept looking at it halfway, you know? But it's adventure, Rivers of Adventure. So it was the Jungle Cruise. But that was fun. That was totally fun. Like, we all went in there, and I think we took up, like, 2 or 3 boats.
How bad was the skipper?
He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad at all. I mean, not as funny as I've heard before, but he was all right.
See, that'd be a fun thing to play a joke. Don't anybody tell I'm telling this out there, but if everyone goes on the boat and just does not laugh.
That would be funny.
And then laugh at some of the stuff that isn't part of the script.
It's randomly all, ha ha!
Yeah.
But I think I did get the audio of that, so.
Oh, nice.
Maybe we could do something with that.
How'd you get the audio? That's interesting.
No, I just got the audio from my camera.
Oh, you didn't use your binaural microphones?
Oh, man. You know what? I took my iPod and I took the smaller iPod and I thought I could put the attachment on it and it wouldn't work with the smaller iPod. So, but I got it from the camera and it's actually sounding not too bad. So
okay, because you can actually, for all you geeks out there, if you have that 1/8 jack, you can actually put the binaurals into your camera, but still know that there'll probably be some distortion. So if you still don't use that bass roll off like I do, that'll help. Okay, well, that's the geek moment. Thank you very much. Head back to the program.
Beep. Roll off. Yes. So we hung out there, and then that was fun. Then I think we just went. We went back, man. We're not used to like hitting the parks. Like that's probably the most times I've been. I mean, we've never like actually went. And, well, we'll do like 2 days, but you know, since we're local, we'll go home, really. Or, like, do DCA one day and, you know, Disney on the other. We hardly ever spend more than 2 days, and then we were kind of wiped out. Right. So we just, I think, went back to the old Tropicana Inn. Tropicana? We would have stayed at the Desert Inn, but she's a creature of habit. We always stay at the Tropicana when we go to Disneyland.
But here's the thing, though. You just walk out, make a little right, and then there's the light, and there you are.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say for Friends of the Magic, too, so...
Tropicana?
No, the Desert Inn, or I like to call it the Desert Inn.
The Desert Inn, yes.
Yes.
I heard people like the Carousel, too.
It's okay. I'm a, you know, I just like the Desert Inn because it's just so there. It is right there.
Yeah.
Easy to take care of. Okay, yeah, some people are paying $30 a room. I roll out of bed, put clothes on, and I'm there in less than 5 minutes. Boom.
Well, Tropicana is like the same distance, just the other way.
Okay.
But we're talking Sarah, who, if I go and if I park anywhere... But the certain section at Costco, she freaks out. Like if I park in another part of the parking lot, she's all, I'm like, all right, park.
OCD. And Sarah's the one that administers the above the firehouse MySpace profile, which hasn't been logged in a while, but that's okay. I'm checking up.
I don't know, man. MySpace is kind of, there's like tumbleweeds going through there. Everybody I know, it's like the state of. The online, man. Everybody's kind of switching to Facebook and Twitter.
And back to the show. See, when we last joined our friends in the talk, it was about 11:30 down the rivers of adventure.
Yes.
Okay.
So then, so we showed up to Monsters, Inc. I think that was Keegan's meet. That was pretty cool. You know, the Teenage Disney Geek podcast. Caught that one.
Okay. 10:15 on a Sunday when we normally meet at noon.
Yeah.
That kind of threw me off when I was looking at that. I'm going, wow, meet at noon, and then you just do stuff. They go right in the morning, and bam.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Dude, that's like sleeping into me.
Well, maybe that's because there was no banquet for people to get sloshed or something.
right.
Not that weekend, well, no, don't getting drunk.
No, people were getting sloshed. I don't know if you heard the last Travelers. People were getting sloshed. Yeah, so no, that was fun. You know, it's cool because those guys are like from Virginia.
So they have that southern draw, y'all.
No, he doesn't have a southern draw. It must be North Virginia.
West.
I'm horrible at geography.
But the meat was at 11 and the fish was worth. And they had the food and the wine still going there.
Yes, that was pretty nice because. And they had like this cheddar cheese.
Sirloin burger?
No, I didn't see a sirloin. See, that was the thing about that too. Like, they didn't have posted, where they didn't have a map that was posted with everything on it. All the different foods at the different places.
Okay. Yeah, because I went and I got one of those, this sirloin cheese hamburger, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be good, right? And paying X amount of dollars for it. And it's a slider, just a small one. I'm like, this is a bite size.
No, I remember seeing that. Could have got like three of those.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And I went back into another place and got more food. And I'm just like, holy moly.
Yeah. So that was cool. You know, we got to meet a bunch of people, just hang out. But I had like this cheese. It was like cheddar cheese and bacon soup they had. Like usually, you know, they have like the chowder in the bowl over there.
Okay. Thanks.
I know that.
I'm hungry now. Thank you.
I know that chowder is pretty good. It's a spot, especially on like a cloudy day. But it was the cheddar cheese and bacon one. It was all right. It was a little cheddar cheesy for me.
Okay, I had to ask, at this point, has anybody or did anybody lose their man card?
There weren't really any man cards going around. I think the bleepin' wife had made a couple for some personal, just gave them up, but I don't think she had too many man cards. She might have.
Okay. I want to see how many times Will, or he has to be called Wilhelmina, lost his card.
Right. Well, no, he had the kids strapped to him the whole time, man. I couldn't believe it.
Ah.
Yeah, he had like the Bajorn, or what do we call it, with the baby in it, and like he was rocking it the whole time.
Wow.
I mean, he was going on pirates, and man, I remember when our kid was that small. I was like, I don't know if I'd be taking the parks.
Yeah, but I heard from reading the forums that there was a lot of DF hats and that they were cheating with the DF hats.
What? Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I think the term was fudging the rules a little bit.
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't see any, really.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, because last year, I guess the person that got stuck with that then was Captain Barbosa, and never made it this year, and it was his responsibility to bring it back, so I wonder who had to start it up again, and who has to be the first one to say, I have the DF hat, I'll wear it first.
I don't know if you have seen this yet, but the DF hat has its own Facebook profile.
Oh, gosh.
And it's got all the pictures with the DF hat in there. Everybody's wearing it.
Why don't someone make an app out of it? The DF hat app. You have been given the DF app because you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. Come on, everybody. Here we go.
You've got the hat. Those apps, man.
See, the next meet you had was The Magic Never Ends, Toy Story Mania SmackDown.
Yes, we went on that. That was fun.
So they, instead of doing Buzz this year, they went to Toy Story.
Yeah. Like, we all went on Buzz at one point, but it wasn't like we kept score or anything. And then, okay, you know, Toy Story Mania, you can't really keep score. You just say, well, I got a cat. Or I got a beaver. What'd you get, cat? And then something that was funny, when we were waiting in line, this family somehow got mixed up with our group, like in the middle of it. So it was kind of breaking us up. Mm-hmm. But the dude owns like the local pizza parlor by my house. And we're all, hey, what's going on? He's all, hey. And it's like, here's me. And then I show up, you know, there's all these people there. And we're like, well, hey, you're kind of in our group, dude.
And what's your pizza?
Right.
Here, let you go in front of us.
Yeah. Yeah, we've let him go in front of us. But no, that was totally fun. And, you know, it's funny. It's because me and my wife run a group home for developmentally mentally disabled handicapped people. Mm-hmm. And also my son's in a wheelchair. So we never really go through the lines.
Yeah.
So I had never seen that display that's up there on the top that, like, after you're done and you get off and you go up the stairs and there's, like, that scene, like the Victorian, the box and everything.
Okay, and then the desk and all that.
Yeah. I never seen that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, yeah. It's a decent timed ride, you know?
I tell you, I really like the new theming of the park. Like, if you look at, like all the like, we've got a magnet with, like, but it's, like, old school Mickey, you know? Like, everything's, like, all, it's old school Donald and old school Goofy. It's, like, everything's kind of, like, that old cartoony, older, you know? But it's still got that California kind of pier.
Now, the water's still empty, right? The river?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were doing, like, they were running the wheel. The wheel was pretty much done, but they were just running it. But the Mickey wheel looks awesome, man. It, you know, they painted it up, and then on each basket, but every gondola has, like, a different character, but it's, like, the face of the character, you know, when they would have their own cartoon, and we'd be all bump it up, and it, like, show the cartoon face, like, with the background.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, everyone has a different character on it.
Oh, okay.
But it looks really cool. So they're kind of going for that old school, like, 30s cartoony feel.
Oh, okay.
It's really neat, man. I love the artwork.
It's going to look nice when they get done. In 2010, it should be that new World of Color.
That was another thing. When they had the water was gone, but they had the platform that the World of Color was going to go on. And it's all, you could see where it has, like, the ballast tanks that fill up with air so that thing will rise. You know what I mean?
Kind of like what they do over there for Fantasmic.
Exactly. So it's, like, all going to rise up and everything.
Now, was
so.
Fantasmic playing that weekend?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, don't quote me on it because I don't remember going over and seeing it. That's just going off the top of my head, but I don't think it was.
Oh, so everything's going to be raised and lowered because that's actually deeper than I thought it was. I thought it was just about 3-4 feet, but no, that thing's probably about 10-20 feet deep at the lowest point.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. Even, like, all that over on the side where the waves are made and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they'll still do that.
They should, because that's where you kind of get your little pre-wet on the ride.
Yeah. Before you take off. Yeah, we went on Screamin' too. I was next to Earl, and he looked over at me, and he's like, didn't I ride this with you last year? I'm like, yeah, I think so. Then I get off, and Sarah tells me, she's like, yeah, I'm going to ride Toy Story again. I'm just going to go on the single rider. I don't want to go on Screamin'. And then there's the Tower of Terror. She didn't want to ride that either. She's like, you just still do that stuff. I'm going to go to Aladdin. I'll meet you there. So I get off. So I just follow another group, and I take off. I take off with Josh Banker and other people. We went on Bug's Life. And so after I get out of there, she texts me. She's like, oh, where are you? I'm still over here waiting for you. I'm like, what? So I left her there.
Should I edit this out, or should I keep it in?
She wasn't mad. She was just kind of laughing about it. And then the bleeping wife is yelling at me, call me a bad husband. It went 101, and they had to pull them off. Like, I guess Earl and everybody else went on that, like, twice, because they had all these fast passes somehow. I think it was because people didn't want to ride Screamin'. A lot of people didn't ride Screamin', so they were handing out fast passes. So everybody rode again, and it went 101, and they pulled them off with, like, the cranes, like the harnesses and stuff.
Wow, see, they got an evac.
Yeah, totally.
And I said on my Twitter to anybody, go, if anything, or actually I posted it on some forums, said, hey, if anything breaks down, goes 101, you're very welcome.
And there you go. So yeah, so some people who didn't want to ride Tower Terror cut over to Aladdin. I think I grabbed myself a margarita and went to park hopping party, dropping party.
Disney's park dropping party?
Yeah. Man, I'd say those guys are the nicest guys, man. They're so funny.
Oh, hilarious. That's when they did that Regis filming, and was it Captain or something like that? Or Brittany or something like that? Or?
Yeah, the Brittany is hilarious.
My gosh.
The funniest thing they do, though, which is almost like you don't even notice it, but when they're doing the Christmas parade, like, have you seen that where he's doing the Regis, and they're talking, and they're talking about the parade? Well, if you look in the background scene, because they're doing it on a green screen, it's them behind them.
Yeah, they got out of the looked like they got out of the Lilibel, sort of, but
yeah. They're like walking around, like looking around. Hey.
That's very trusting to have the camera there, unless someone was holding it for them.
Oh yeah, they when they were doing their meet, they had waiting on Main Street or whatever. He was filming for them.
Okay.
But it was, so we show up there. It was funny because they were all nervous. Like, they were, Electric Mike was all nervous, like, no one's going to show up. But they had, like, their whole spiel they were doing was all printed out. And, you know, they're all professional, like they are. But they were all, like, freaking out that no one's going to show up. And, like, you know, of course, everybody showed up at, like, the last minute. So, but it was pretty, it was just funny because they were all nervous.
Did everybody have buttons for the wreaths to put out at all?
Yeah, there was a lot going around.
Swag, swag, swag.
Right. I don't know. It's funny about Josh Banker. He kept going, I'm going button free, man. I'm going button free. So he wouldn't take any buttons or anything. Like, I tried to give him glasses. I'll look, man. I'm trying to go button free. I take it, but I'm like, don't worry about it.
It's not a button, but okay. But here's, if you already have one, you know, but if it's something made just for that year, keep it. Just hold it. You don't need to.
Right. That's what we do. We just grab one and throw it in the backpack and, like, we save them. So they had little questionnaire about their show, like whoever was watching it. And of course I was spouting them off left and right. I got if you ever watch their podcast, they have Jack's Pancakes or something where he does Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Remember that? And it's the menu from the prop from that podcast.
Okay.
So I won that. You know, they're just having a little questionnaire time, and then we went and rode the ride. I actually rode it with Paul Berry, was in there with me.
Okay,
we rode the ride. I'm screaming, you know, everybody's screaming. I looked at the you have your picture afterwards. If anybody finds that picture, check it out. I know it's on Sarah's Flickr or Facebook or something. Paul Berry is like completely calm, like everybody else just like has their hands up, they're all
yeah.
Paul Berry's like got his hands folded like in his lap and he's just staring. So calm and zen like.
Yeah, we've done that ride so many times, and I think I might have copies of my video. I'll just take a screen cap, and that, you know, we're just sitting there. I'm doing funny faces or something, and he's sitting there, or he's smiling.
Right.
And it's either Calvin or myself are doing something, you know, dorky.
That was pretty cool. What was next?
This is about Blue Sky Cellar Meat.
Yeah. So we went over and we grabbed something to eat, and then like I didn't look at the schedule very closely, just like the Rivers of Adventure. But if you look at that really close, you'll see that there's something that it says below that. Did you read that?
About the secret word?
No. It says, heads up, alert. There is a Pixar parade at 5:40, so you better get to the meet early. So I'm looking at that about 5:55 and looking at the parade going, oh, my. So we're racing over there, and I'm, like, behind the play parade. Trying to blend in. We got over there, and that was cool. That Sky Soul was pretty cool. That screen, man, I'd like to have that in my living room. So, yeah, and then Liana was doing, like, some questions and stuff, and that was fun. And then she's like, I got to go. I got to get out of here. Something like her she's having card problems. But so she had to take off then. And
was your meet?
The big meet, which was very, very funny because it was the only meet where the ride was in rehab.
Still.
Yes. And our meet, I know it's a family podcast, so if you ever see the button going around, take a look at it, and that's the real name of the meet. We had to kind of call it the Silver Bullets and Dogs, but...
And you gave away all the buttons and pins?
Yes.
Good. Get them out there.
But no, so then Sarah had seen the guy, I guess he's the head of attractions or something. He was, like, standing there, and she had talked to him, like, I think the day before. Said, well, look, we have this meet, you know, we're supposed to do it, can you... You know, maybe we could just go up on the platform and take some pictures or something. He's like, well, I'll see what I can do. So then she went and got him. So they actually let us go up onto the platform and all, you know, take a picture up there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that was cool of them.
And that thing goes around fast, too.
Yeah, but it wasn't running. So,
okay.
So we were all going to start running in the circle, but. So that kind of put a damper on things. And then anybody listening who was there, and I completely apologize. It was a spur of the moment thing. But so everybody went over to get their dog, right? So we all got our dog. So I hear someone say, all right, well, let's go sit over at Pizza Umamao or whatever. I think it was Toast. So like everybody's following him. But then I heard later on, like, everybody who didn't want to get a dog, like, was hanging out waiting for everybody to get a dog to come back. So then they're like, well, where'd you go? You know, so like I said, I apologize. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing. That was fun. But no, it was awesome. And if anybody's listening, went to the meet, thank you so much. That was really cool. So it was, me, Sarah, and Jimmy. And then Sarah called it the Bigachonga or something. And I don't think anybody got it. Bigachonga. Well, because Jimmy on Facebook, or no, he's on MySpace. He calls himself Jimmy Chonga. And then we're the Biggers. So she called it Bigachonga. But I'm like, well, no one gonna get it. She's like, I don't care. So that's why it was that goofy name.
Just she gets what she wants and she's happy.
There you go.
There you are. The wife happy, everything's good, all right? Forget about it.
So that was cool. That was awesome. I mean, I couldn't believe all the people that showed up. It was like 20, 30 people that showed up for our meet.
Nice.
It was crazy. And I think there was like two groups. I think there was a bunch of them that went over to, they had Blue Bayou reservations. I think there was like 20 or 30 of them over there.
Okay.
And then everybody else came to our meet. But it was awesome. I did not think there would be that many people there. So
very nice. Yes, thank you for going to their meet. Supporting these podcasts it's kind of a way of saying thank you, I think, going to the meets.
Oh, totally.
And I can't wait to see the video for that.
Yeah. That should be fun.
Gary had his own. He had the final meet of the night and of the weekend.
Yeah, well, we kind of ducked out.
Oh.
Well, really, we weren't gonna make it, man. So I had to work the next day, and then
gotcha.
Just took off. So if anybody's listening, went there. Sorry. After we talk, like, oh, that's a thank you to the podcast that we didn't show up.
Yeah, but I think it's more. I just like to have that electrical parade because that's where we, you know, it's where you can say every goodbye, and that's where Jeff used to say, "I like to officially announce, you know, West Fest complete." And we would do the big, you know, bring it in and do the DPN, and then that's always was fun to do at the end of the whole thing.
Do the Whoa Bundy.
Yeah, you go on the count of three. DPN.
Yeah, well, they'll probably bring it back at some point, I think.
Yeah.
But it was fun, man. I mean, West Fest, it's crazy. You know, it's just, it blows my mind how the Disney thing just gets everybody together. You know, you can be right wing, you could be left wing, you can, you know, whatever you believe in, you know, but everybody comes together and has like this common bond, you know?
Yeah. Ken, give me your final thought on this year's West Fest. Kind of your final thoughts with your dislikes and likes.
All right.
Sum it up that way.
Probably the dislikes, just like maybe has to have like the dinner all together. I thought that would have been just to make things seem more together.
Right.
And then it seemed like, because it seemed like there was like people would just go off and do their different things, but then I don't know, I don't like really follow the herd anyways. Sarah and I always kind of bip around and kind of grab random people to hang with us, and
because I like to go to the meets, and some of them I don't go, and the ones that I don't go the year that before I go to, there's the next,
right? So totally. Yeah, and it's like I didn't even really hardly talk to any of the podcasters, but it's like because I talked to them, not like I've talked to them before, but you know, but I kind of talked to new people, and that was pretty cool about it too. But on the I'd say just the not having the banquet, it probably would have been something that's a little bit more special, even if it would just been a more like an organized us eating together.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, you know, I always think it's special when you're a bunch of people and you're breaking bread, and there's people you don't know sitting with your group. Because I like what they did. You know, they put a podcaster on each table to kind of mix it up.
Right, right.
I would like to announce that next year in 2010, I will be back.
you got it penciled in?
Yeah, I'll be doing the Heimlich on whoever's chucking on their corn dogs.
Hey, if everybody's cool with us doing that meet again, that was fun.
That'll be like two of us in there. It'll be more, you know, exposure too.
Right.
And then Friends of Magic, you will not be there. You'll actually be at
Comic Con.
And you're gonna get lots of footage there again, and I just hope there's no more bathroom interviews.
You know, that's crazy. I totally was so excited. I saw them all. Hey, I was gonna film in the bathroom. It almost seems like with the DCA thing, like every like it used to be like everybody went to Florida. Now it's like everybody's kind of with the D23 expo that's going to happen. How about that, man? You looking to do something there?
Let's see what's going on with that because I'm not a member.
Do you know about the expo?
I understand it's supposed to be at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be like almost like a Comic-Con with like speakers and everything.
Well, I mean, as long as they let my I'm going to, so when I go to those things, I like to bring the nice camera. So.
Right. Well, hey, man, get those press credentials.
Well, I'll see what we can do. And then we'll get a mic flag with the Above the Firearms logo around it. And I got the wireless microphone for it. And we get ourselves someone that can handle that camera.
Nice. We got to get you like a wig. Like a black one, well, slicked down. You know, hello, and blazers. We gotta get like.
That's what we do. We just wear blazers and a tie and a shirt, and then we just wear like cargo shorts. Because no one shows anything and goes, "How are you doing?"
Above the firehouse.
Yes. For the light of the Disney Legacy, signs and lights on. Blah 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 blah. And don't forget that I want watermelon too.
That was rad. Kind of like doing the Heimlich. What was it? Heimlich, Walter Cronkite.
But yes, next West Fest, we're going to have the Heimlich back. I will have swag for that.
Yeah, man, we should think about something for that D23 Expo. I bet you that would be pretty fun. Right. I was talking, you know, my buddy Eric. We were talking about going for like however long it was and staying up there, but I kind of got shot down. I got vetoed because I'm going to Comic-Con. So. But I for sure I'll be at least there. Like if it's on the weekend, I'll be there Saturday and Sunday at least.
Okay. So,
but I mean, it sounds like it should be a blast. Yeah. So now, Friends of the Magic is it the cruise? So you guys are gonna hang out?
Oh, that was the Legends cruise. That got canceled too due to
oh, it did?
Yes. So that's not happening. We're just doing the land portion of it, which is the event that Paul Berry and myself, pretty much. Friends of the Magic is what. We kind of came up with. Paul has a section on his board that was named, you know, really cool, Friends of the Magic. And I thought that just says it right there. You know, why not get a website up, open up a community that people can go and share Disney and all that, and they're the Friends of the Magic. You know, they can be from anything. It's like we're Friends of the Magic, but anyone from the DPN can join. You know, it's open to all communities. It's just a place where everybody can get together, meet friends, you know, like a MySpace Facebook deal. And there's things to do on there as well. And let's make a meet of it and bring in actual Disney legends.
Oh, the legends going to be there?
Right. I mean, who knows? We might have, I mean, Bob Gurr was supposed to take us to the Roundhouse where they have the monorails and all that. So we're just trying to work all that stuff out. And just for pretty much the people that make the magic of the podcast as well. So we're working on some other stuff on the side. We may do a banquet. It's still up and up. I have to talk to the place where we did the alumni.
Uh-huh.
We were thinking about having it there.
I gotcha.
We do. We have over already. Now I'm gonna try that in English. Over 40 people confirmed attending, and that's
man, did
not,
you
not,
just
not counting their friends. Yes. Yes. I love watermelon.
Right on.
Help me find something to eat. Yeah, and I was actually watching Brad's recap of last year's West Fest.
Uh-huh.
And he kept the part in where I'm walking by him and the camera goes, I didn't pay to get in.
That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, so Friends of Magic is coming up. And that's why people have already probably heard the bumper in the beginning, and I'm going to play another bumper at the end for the Friends of Magic community as well.
Nice.
So I encourage those that are listening that are participating in the meets to go to friendsofthemagic.com, download the media, play it on their podcast.
Oh, like other podcasters.
Right. And gotcha. Spread the word. Eventually, we're going to try to put something together with on the video side.
Nice.
Yeah, and a lot of things have been going on lately is everyone keeps like teasing me saying above the fireplace, right? You know how that started?
I did hear that a couple times. Somebody was telling me about Jenna or something.
Right, I had the audio. I have to find it. We're there at the Mega Mouse meet, right? And I'm interviewing Jenna about the Legends cruise at the time, right? And I said, you want to do me a plug? Say, this is Jenna from Let's Talk About Disney, and you're watching Above the Firehouse, right? No, she says above the fireplace. And I'm like, what? So it's her fault. And now everyone else is doing it.
Above the fireplace.
Yes. And everybody, guess what? It's May. It's old. And another thing for those that make fun of me, I was in Above the Firehouse. Now what? Okay. Uh-huh. What now? I have video. I just can't show it to you. But I can show screen caps.
You got to own that, man. We got to get you like a picture of a fireplace and then like put your head like mounted.
Oh, the country bears was like,
yeah, totally.
Right. Nice. Well, it was nice having you on the podcast, Jason. I'm sorry you got fired. Sometimes, I got to make a bunch of cuts. I'm sorry. Have a nice day.
Here comes the hook.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. That's about time. So, I mean, there's a lot of things I'm trying to relocate the website to a faster server instead of at my apartment. And I'm going to get some more shirts made, different designs. Still working on trying to get those 101 shirts done because I think those would be a nice big hit. Artists out there, if you want to design us another extra logo to put on, whoop that sucker up. Just remember, please give us the original, like the Photoshop or the Illustrator or the EPS to put it on there. And if we use your design, we'll give you a copy of it on the shirt free.
Yeah, I was wearing my shirt. I forgot what it was. It was a cast member that kept coming up to me, and it was like, "Oh, did you get that Walt Disney World?" I'm like, "No," and I didn't know what he was talking about. And then like he was talking about the logo, and I'm like, "Oh, no, dude!" And I had to explain. See, there's this thing called the internet. That was another thing about Westfest. It's like you always had to explain it. So, what are you guys doing? It's Westfest. What's that?
Yeah, and then every time we were walking down with the glow. What are you guys? Right. Where are you guys from? Yeah, I mean your shirt's gotten pretty worn, which is why I buy a bunch of them so I can nice. Wear them out evenly. But I still give you a shirt, so
I got to keep it real, man.
Got to have one of each.
There you go.
Once we get them all printed up and nice, we're still looking for more people, more photographers. You want to send in pictures? We're putting them up. Just let me know. We'll hook you up. I can't pay for your admission to the park, but I can't
blast.
I know. I'm asty there. All right, be too late to alter course now. But I will buy your card that you can take the pictures on.
Nice.
And set you up with an FTP. You can upload everything. Just, it's perfect. So it's everyone, just contact myself or Jason. I'm Tony at AboveTheFirehouse.com or podcast at AboveTheFirehouse.com. And don't forget Jason's Jason and SD at AboveTheFirehouse.com and just
I might have to talk to you about that. I think I forgot my login. So if anybody sent me an email, I have not checked it in like a while.
And we do have blogs, and Jason has an account there. He just hasn't used it yet.
Well, dude, it's like the internet. It's the state of the internet. It's like you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got the blogs, you got the MySpace, you got the who's it and the what's it.
Right, but we're the that's it.
Oh, okay.
We're where it's at. We got two turntables and a microphone. Eventually, Jason will eventually post something on there.
I'll do something, I promise.
Anybody notices that the blog has a new look on it now. Dude, it looks different.
I haven't looked at it lately.
Thanks. Anyway, well.
Hook.
I think I'll be taking those binaural headphones back now that...
Wait. Is it where it looks like it's like space and it has like the tubes around it? Is that the one you're talking about?
If I remember. I forgot what it looked like myself. Hi. Hold on here. Let's go here. Yeah, because I remember I changed the skin on it and everything. And
I did skin change. That was cool.
And you can also link it into Facebook if you look.
Oh, really? You can like, if you put up a post, you can post that link?
Right. There's a link at the bottom of the post. Well, here it is right here. And you click, it says share on Facebook. And on there, you can kind of see... My toy I bought that I don't have to use my camera now to dump to. Well, actually, everybody, if you're listening right now, to get an idea of what we're talking with, go to www.abovethefirehouse.com/news or just download our toolbar, and then you can click and be taken right there. And if a podcast or video cast comes out, it lets you know. There's a radio player on there, an email notifier, a pop-up blocker, different links and stuff. But if you go down to the second posting down there, it says a new toy.
Tony's pick.
There you go. Yeah, but on the blogs, you can click the share on Facebook, and then it'll be posted to your Facebook.
I think that's a new segment. Tony's pick.
There we go.
Welcome
to my pick today. Today we're talking about the Panasonic ACDV 2000P.
And well, there you go. There it is. It's on there. And if you guys want to just kind of check it out, it's right there. And so it has a new look to it. Basically, I changed it around. This one looks a lot cleaner than the other one because it just got too sloppy. I'm sure by 2010, Jason should have a post. But but on there, yours are, is the Twitter.
Something happened. Something happened with the Skype. It cut out. I didn't hear what you said the last thing.
On there, we have our Twitter.
Right.
I can also put Jason's feed on there as well. So not only will you get my feed on the blogs page, you also have Jason's on there. So if you're not subscribed to him on Twitter, you can also get on it that way as well.
Oh, you got my feed on there too?
I'm going to start putting it in. Yeah, I'll put it in a little bit later. Just send me the actual proper link, the RSS link to it, and I'll slam that baby up there. And so okay. Both of ours will be up there.
So everybody can see me. Jason's eating lunch.
Yes.
Jason's having Taco Bell.
There. Jason is looking at which way to turn. Jason just got lost. Jason's now using GPS.
Where am I?
Where in the world is Jason in SD?
If you have seen this person, yes. Please send it back home.
Yes, please Twitter ATF podcast. Yeah, so everybody get a chance, cruise. We do have a gallery. It's still not on the website as a link per se, but if you go to www.abovethefirehouse.com/gallery, there's picture galleries there. It hasn't been updated.
Because, in a while.
Yeah, because I lost my camera when I was in Vegas a couple years ago. I got a new one, but I can't carry that still camera around with me with a video camera. So that's why we need photographers.
Yes.
That come around and capture. It's going to be called the Capture the Magic section. So check that out. I mean, we're going to expand. We're going to grow. The Friends of the Magic, FOTM, is kind of an extension of this podcast too. And I'm thinking that maybe adding once a month a video chat.
Oh, yeah?
Fire up, use my nice camera, fire it up, turn on the monitor and go in there, and I can set up so I can even take Skype calls. We have the technology. We just need a new power supply for the mixer, and we're good.
That'd be awesome, man. Taking Skype calls?
True.
Please.
And I noticed I was telling everybody in the next podcast I was going to have questions. I was interviewing the Yeti. Well, because he's a little busy with Exhibition Everest, he's not going to be on this show. He will be on the next show. So remember to send in your questions to the Yeti. We're talking the one from Exhibition Everest. Send in a question to myself at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. Send them to Jason. He'll send them to me. Jason and SD. @abovethefirehouse.com. Eventually, he'll has login.
Yes, and you can find me on I'm Jason Biggert on Facebook. Just look on some other Disney geek, and I'm sure I'll pop up somewhere.
True, and you have Above the Firehouse groups and on Facebook.
Yes, we do. I don't know how to use them, but we do.
That's great. That's why I tell everybody to look on there and come over to the Friends of the Magic, and we can talk over there.
Totally.
Because you can upload video streams from Google, YouTube. You can't actually physically upload a video. Otherwise, it would cost me more money for the hosting. But for now, we're starting off small. And as it grows, who knows? Who knows what's next? There might, it's an online community. So you can set up a profile, hit up Jason, get on his friends list. You can send comments. You can do emails, quizzes, games. There's forums, all sorts of stuff. You upload pictures. Check out pictures. It's all there. Everything you need. How much did you pay for now? Don't answer yet. There's more. We're going to throw in this lovely Ginsu knife.
It slices. It dices.
Yes. It pearlizes. It's crazy. I'm crazy. I'm slashing prices. I'm getting giddy. Okay. But yeah. We thank you guys for watching and listening through
totally.
The years as well. Get us a hold of us on our hotline at 818-574-5027.
Call anytime.
That's right, because I won't answer unless I'm here in the Above the Firehouse studio.
That was a shout out to the Jay and Jack podcast.
So,
which I'm sure you don't listen to. There's a lost podcast. They go 7311. Call anytime.
someone might be there, right?
And and listen to other podcasts. The friends of the Above the Firehouse. Who's our friends?
We are friends. We have Wind of the Magic.
Yes. We have Mice Cast. We have Single
Let's Talk
Rider
About
Podcast.
Disney.
All those guys.
Inside the Magic.
We love them all.
Getting stuck and you're trapped on vacation.
Yes.
Don't forget the bleeping wife, the bleeping saleswoman on the DPN. We still got more lanyards and pins. Soon another video cast from Jason's soon. And then my...
It's in the works.
1 year later, vidcast from my Westfest.
Nice.
I don't know how long it's going to be because I still have to cover Mousefest.
Do you still have video from that?
Yeah. I got stuff. I've been filming in HD, in high definition.
Yeah.
I'm debating on adding a high definition feed. It's just a matter of time and having the funds to have it hosted on there.
Right.
Unless they're pretty much they're short enough.
Well, you could do the YouTube stuff, but...
Oh, yeah, you're on YouTube. Also, we have YouTube videos that are on YouTube that aren't in the normal stream.
Right.
Right. And who knows? Maybe Rufus might make an appearance.
Yeah, totally.
We haven't seen Rufus in a while because, you know, it's union.
Yeah, he hasn't paid his dues lately.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe Rufus can make it to Friends of Magic. You never know.
Totally.
It's not that far from him, you know, so... Thank you guys for listening all these years and watching, and those that did make donations and buy pins. We still have pins left. I have a DVD store on there. You can even buy, check this out, the Golden Horseshoe Review dinner event.
You got that.
I have it. I edited it. That's why it looks like junk, but I edited it.
Yeah, but it's mine.
It's my baby. Also on there we have, this is like big news here, my Betty Taylor storage DVDs on there.
Oh, you have a whole DVD on that.
Mm-hmm. There's all the 50th. I have the first six vidcast, volume 101.
That's rad.
Just, you know, totally just check everything out. If you go...
you open it and it breaks.
Right. It says that your hard drive has been formatted. But it's a joke, people. Okay, enough. I also have my backstage tour write-through from Haunted Mansion.
Nice.
On there with binaural. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. I'm still selling Wind of the Magic DVDs on there. I also have my Goodbye Orleans, the Light Magic, the final night of the Main Street Electrical Parade, 50 Years of Magic, the 50th Celebration, and we're still working on more. Pretty soon you're going to start seeing the Jason and SD volumes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have all my stuff on DVD now.
There you go. And you know, everything's going to be nice. We always have nice artwork. There's always menus.
And now YouTube's been pulling my stuff off because of the songs I use, or at least they'll put they've been taking the audio off of it. So now the only place you can get it is on the feed.
True, and check this out too. I know I was gonna post the video as a vidcast at the Adventurers Club, but only for those that purchase our DVDs. If you order right now, I was kidding. No, great. I sound like an infomercial.
Jim, wow.
Yes. It also kills germs on contact. No. We're going to leave that video on one of the next volume for Above the Firehouse, volume 101.2 or something, whatever I'm going to be next. And that'll be those that purchase the volumes.
It's going to be like 101 Pas Deux.
Yeah, Pas Deux. I just spit in my eye when doing that one. Yeah, kind of like thank you for buying it. You put that in. Or if you buy volume 1 and 2, we'll throw it in. What the heck? I'm still working out the details.
Camera guy, you following me?
Yes. Right? Right? Hey, you. Well, if you looked at my last video cast before, I think it was the one before I just recently released ours, wasn't it? Or Jonathan, the voice on it, and Brian was in it. Mm. Paul was in it.
Oh, the one where you're like in the park?
Yeah.
DCA one?
Yeah, we went there and I made it kind of short.
Right, right, right.
Actually, yeah, it was number 11. It was right before you were going to Disneyland and ended up being SeaWorld.
Okay.
Yeah, check out that one. That's just me doing more of like a PO, well, not like a POV. It's pointing towards me, point of view, following me where I'm actually holding the camera myself, make it look like someone else. Yeah, just watch it. Number 11. Not that the other ones aren't good enough, but that one's particularly funny. And then, of course, you see my teaser. It's only like 40 seconds long, but I think it's pretty cool with the sound effects and the little sparkles I put in it. On the logo, so.
Nice.
So, yeah, so don't forget, before we go, I know this is a long podcast, but it's a fun podcast. We'll be back soon, whether it's either video or audio. You can always check us out. Check us out on Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, Friends of the Magic, preferably.
Or just come on over to my house.
Yeah, we're having a barbecue.
Just hang out in the backyard. And while you're at it, wash my car.
See? You might find a hidden Mickey.
That's awesome.
right. So anyway, guys, thank you for letting us entertain you. And
thank you, everybody.
Why am I clapping every time? I'm just like, and now you can do it. You can do it. You can do it, Xena. Okay.
That's the tall guy. The
tall, bald, and sexy guy. That is me. That's Big Sexy.
No. The motivational speaker always snaps.
Oh, Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins, yes.
Remember, visualize. Visualize another podcast coming. Visualize another vidcast coming from one of us. Buy shirts. That helps support the podcast. There's a link to have shirts on there. We have different colors, different styles, different logos. Buy it. Get the toolbar. All right. Well, we're out of here. We're delusional.
Yes. I've been working all day, and I got to go to bed.
Yep. And I have to go apply some shock therapy. Everything's great. I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Right on. Until next time, thanks, everybody. Peace and chicken grease.
We out.
Don't forget about our Friends of the Magic Gathering at Disneyland. It's a Disney podcaster and listener weekend gathering. Don't miss this great event, July 24th through 27th, 2009, at Disneyland USA in Anaheim, California. It's open to all podcasters and all communities. The Friends of the Magic Gathering is designed to enable podcasters, listeners, authors, and other e-lebrities from the entire online Disney community to meet, enjoy the park, and have a once-in-a-lifetime experience with each other and the actual legends who made the magic. This is not just a bunch of Disney fans getting together to drink beer and talk about the magic. This is a weekend to meet the real makers of the magic, spend quality time with them up close and personal, and drink beer and talk about the magic. Visit our official website at www.friendsofthemagic.com. If you're in need of travel arrangements, contact our official travel agent, Jana Smith, from Main Street Travel Company at 1-800-593-1262. Friends of the Magic Weekend is free, except for park admission and dining events. More information will be available soon, so mark your calendars now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Above the Firehouse, where the light of the Disney legacy shines on.